Today's episode is brought to you by Fretboard Biology, the comprehensive online guitar course put together by Joe Elliott. Now, Joe is not only a fantastic guitar player, he draws on his years of experience as the ex-head of guitar at the Guitar Institute of Technology and also at the McNally Smith Music College. Here's a few words from Joe about the course.
If you're tired of wading through hundreds of random guitar videos and just want to become a better player, Fretboard Biology is your answer. Fretboard Biology is a self-paced, college-level program that'll give you the right instruction, in the right amounts, and in the right order. You'll learn the same information I taught to thousands of other guitar players over 30 years of teaching in top music colleges. If you want to make real progress with your guitar playing, then sign up for a free 7-day trial at fretboardbiology.com.
Hey there, you are listening to the Guitar Speak podcast. My name's Matt Wakeling, and this is the show that I produce in Sydney, Australia. The show features interviews, roundtable discussions, and gear reviews. Now today, I am reviewing the Chris Rocha Gretsch Broadcaster Jr. A couple of episodes ago, we spoke to Chris himself and got the backstory behind designing this guitar with Gretsch. Today, I'm actually reviewing the instrument itself. I'll leave a link to the interview with Chris, and I'll also add a link in the show notes to my review of a couple of other Gretsch Electromatic guitars that I checked out last year. If you've been listening, you might remember I got to review a Jet and a Center Block, both from the 140th anniversary range that Gretsch released last year, and I love those guitars. I really enjoyed them. So I was definitely looking forward to putting the Chris Rocha Gretsch through its paces. Let me tell you some of the specs before we go much further. It's got a 14-inch wide single cutaway maple body with a chambered spruce center block. So it's a semi-hollow with that center block. The neck, it's what Gretsch calls their thin U-shape, and they did use that terminology on those other guitars I mentioned that I saw last year. I don't think it's a thin U. I just think it's comfy. It's a really comfy neck. It's got 12-inch radius, rosewood fingerboard, really nicely figured rosewood board there, 22 median jumbo frets, and it's got the thumbnail classic Gretsch inlays. There's a pair of dual high-sensitive Filtertron pickups. Now, these are definitely an upgrade from some of the other Filtertron pickups you'll see in the Electromatic range, like the FT5E, although that's a pretty great Filtertron, but these are a step above even that. It's got a master volume with a treble bleed, Graphtec nut, love that, an anchored Adjusto-Matic bridge with a Bigsby B70 at the other end of that. The B70's got the very cool wire handle. Guitar also features locking tuners, strap locks, not the traditional Gretsch screw-on type, but the more Shaler style. There's a lot of bling on this thing. It comes in a vintage white finish with gold hardware and stacks of gold sparkle binding. So it's a very striking instrument. Looks very cool. This review will be in three parts. To start with, I'll just share a few tones of the guitar in isolation. Then I'll play a track that I put together multi-tracking, just trying to see how the guitar sits in a mix. And I was sort of trying to capture that Chris Rocha vibe of big, chimey, ambient kind of tones and higher gain lead tones all in the same track. Then I'll wrap up with some just closing thoughts and remarks. Okay, tones. I'm running everything through my Line 6 HX Stomp. I've got a Marshall Plexi set up with just a tiny bit of hair on it. Now I'm on the bridge pickup. Volume is wide open. And what I love about these Filtertrons, if you pick gently, you get all that nice chime. If I pick hard with exactly the same settings, the volume hasn't moved on the instrument or the amps. So we can go from that really, really big to... cleaner stuff. It is amazing. Still on the bridge pickup, if I do boost that now with a sort of a transparent overdrive into that plexitone. It can get really big. Back off that boost now, middle pickup. Might crank the delay a little bit more. And the neck pickup. Still on the neck pickup, if I crank some gain. Really sings for high gain lead stuff. This episode is brought to you by Fretboard Biology, the comprehensive online guitar course put together by Joe Elliott, ex-head of guitar at the Guitar Institute of Technology and the McNally Smith College of Music. I was one of the beta testers for the course and can say as a music educator, I was really impressed by the logical sequence of learning. The course has also been endorsed by players such as Brett Garson and Greg Cupp. For more details, check out the links in our show notes. All right, welcome back to the review of the Chris Rocha Gretsch Broadcaster Jr. Let's hear the guitar now in a track. Thank you. All right, let's wrap up with some closing thoughts and pros and cons. Now, before I start, I should mention this guitar was lent to me by Fender Australia. Fender, of course, the parent company of Gretsch. I will be returning this guitar. But if I'd bought this guitar, there's a couple of things I would do. I would get the action of the nut lower just a little bit. I'd also give the frets a polish. But honestly, that's something I'd recommend on most new guitars. So definitely not a deal breaker. Now, the pros list is really long and extensive. I love the higher spec Filtertrons. Remembering this is the Electromatic range, but they've put in the high sensitive Filtertrons, which absolutely rule. Super dynamic and full of character. So that's almost worth admission alone. There's some cool modern twists. So the locking tuners and the strap locks, very cool addition. The size of the guitar also was awesome. So this is 14 inches wide. It's not a really big guitar for someone like me used to playing Strats, Jazzmaster shaped guitars. I felt really at home with this, but still it's an arched top and back, semi-hollow with a center block, but not a big bulky one like many other models, which I thought was really cool, really ergonomic. In fact, it fit in a normal gig bag. I did play the guitar live, like I like to try and do for most of these gear reviews if I've got an opportunity to play them live. I do, and it worked great in a live setting and really enjoyed it here in the studio as well. All right, so there you go, the Chris Rocha Broadcaster Junior by Gretsch. Killer guitar, I'm giving it 2 thumbs up. Well done, Gretsch. Well done, Chris Rocha. Massive thanks to Jack at Fender Australia for organising the loan of the guitar and also hooking up the interview with Chris. Really cool. Thanks to Fretboard Biology, longtime sponsors of the show. Please check out the links in the show notes for that online guitar course. All right, my name is Matt Wakeling. You've been listening to the Guitar Speak podcast, and to leave you with the words of wisdom from Michael Schenker, a guitarist, to my knowledge, who has never played a Gretsch, but I'm sure he would dig it. And if he did, he'd probably say this.
Keep rocking, keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking, indeed. I'll catch you next time. Bye now.